You're listening to Archer Radio. Today is Sunday, May 22nd, 2005. Today on the show, we are going to play an audio clip that the boyfriend and I made this afternoon, or this morning, I guess it was, when we were driving out to Marriott Ranch in Virginia to go horseback riding. As you know, this was the birthday weekend, because my birthday is not this weekend. My birthday is actually next Sunday, a week from today. But the boyfriend's going to have people in town, so family in town, so we celebrated this weekend. And we did all kinds of things thanks to him. He's such a sweetie. Yesterday, he took me to, I thought I was going to go to a neighborhood barber and have like a professional shave and a haircut. But as it turns out, he surprised me and took me to the salon that he goes to. And I had a really nice haircut. Actually, probably one of the best haircuts I've ever gotten. And it looks really good. I was very tempted to take a picture, before and after picture. But, of course, I didn't think about it in time. And the haircut was done. So, you won't see a picture of me with the new haircut. But the boyfriend can attest to the fact that it looks very nice. And after the haircut, he treated me to a 30-minute back massage. Now, I thought it was going to be that kind, like, where you sit in a chair and you, you know, you just sit in the chair and you get a back massage. Well, it wasn't that way. I actually had to take off my clothes and lay down on the table. And I was a little nervous because, granted, I've had plenty of massages in the past, but not from a woman. This was from a woman. So I kept my panties on, and she just massaged my back and my shoulders and didn't go anywhere in the nether regions, so I was happy about that. And it really was a very relaxing massage. So then after the massage, we went out to lunch and had a really nice lunch, and then later that day, he came to my house, and when he got here, he brought a cake with candles, and we lit the candles, and I made a wish and blew out the candles, and we had some cake, and it was good. And then he started to do a little teasing with me. He was giving me clues about what we were going to be doing today. And each time I guessed something correctly, he would take off clothes, a piece of clothing. And I had to keep guessing until he was naked. And then, of course, you know what happened after that. We had, you know, relations to keep it clean. But, so anyway, I guessed that today we were going to go horseback riding and to have a nice lunch at Grey Ghost Winery in Virginia, in Amosville, Virginia. So we got up early this morning, and I made breakfast, and we got ourselves going. And what you're going to hear now is the audio that I recorded in the car. Now, unfortunately, I don't have a microphone that two people can share in the for the iRiver. You know, I have the one that's just like a headset. But so I was just holding the iRiver in the car, and you hear all the car noises. So I'm sorry to say that the audio isn't the best, but it starts out much louder and then it gets softer later in the audio clip. So I think you can hear what we're saying. So I don't think I'm going to play any music during that, because that will distract you from hearing what we're talking about. And we talk about all kinds of conversations, and you'll hear them in the audio clip. So here's the audio clip from this afternoon's drive, or this morning's drive, to Marriott Ranch. And I'll come back when it's over.
Okay, I'm just going to record and see what we get. It's now recording. So where are we going?
We're going for a trail ride at the Marriott Ranch. Horseback riding. And then we're going to go to Grey Ghost Winery for a picnic lunch and a bottle of wine.
Sounds good to me.
Now, why are we doing these things?
Because it's my birthday weekend.
Really?
Yes.
Now, do you want people to know what you discovered on your birthday weekend?
What did I discover?
You discovered something very important about your heritage.
You mean when I was getting my hair cut yesterday?
Well, yes. You were at the Teaserama getting your hair done. And you were informed... Well, what did you find out?
Well, I was getting my hair cut, and the hairstylist... What's his name?
Nok.
Nok. He's from Thailand, I believe. But anyway, he said that I have very Asian hair, that it's straight like an Asian's hair is, but not as coarse as an Asian's hair.
That's correct. So now your name is Fong.
No, it's Fing.
Ping Fong. Ping Fong. You like your hair? I got your hair. You want? I got your hair.
My name is Fing Fong now, according to the boyfriend.
Yes. And I think that you need to do some embracing of your cultural heritage. It will begin by eating Asian foods, all kinds of Asian foods, with Asian vegetables and Asian spices.
But as you know, I don't like Asian food.
You like bok choy? You like bok choy? I got bok choy.
No, I don't like bok choy.
You like it? You like eat bok choy?
My dala saki saki?
Well, now, why were you at the beauty salon yesterday? Why were you at the Teaserama?
Because my boyfriend tricked me. He said I was going to the local barber to get a shave and a haircut. So I didn't shave on Friday. But instead, he surprised me, and we showed up at a salon. And I got my hair cut, and I must say, it's a very good haircut.
And then what else did you get?
What?
You got something else at the hair salon.
Yes, I actually got a massage. It was supposed to be a sit-down massage where you sit in one of those chairs, but I actually had to get naked and, not naked, but like down to my panties, and
I think your therapist wanted to see you in your panties.
Well, I think she was a lesbian.
She thought you were a lesbian, too. She thought you were an Asian lesbian.
I don't know about that. An Asian lesbian, now that's interesting. But anyway, so I had a massage, mostly my back and shoulders, and it was very relaxing. I almost fell asleep on the table.
Yes, and Monique, I'm sure, would have taken liberties with your panties had you fallen asleep. So it's a good thing you were vigilant. Two Asian lesbians going at it in the salon.
Monique wasn't an Asian lesbian.
Well, she has a thing for Asian chicks, obviously.
First of all, I am not an Asian chick. But I don't think she would have taken advantage of me, even if she was a straight woman, because I didn't get aroused at all.
Well, that all had the potential to get very scandalous.
It did have the potential to get scandalous. However, it didn't.
With your pretty Asian hair.
We waited until we got home, or when you came over to my house, to get scandalous.
Oh, that's right. Things did get scandalous, didn't they?
Yes, let's just say the boyfriend was wearing boots last night.
Well, it was all part of clues. You had to guess what we were doing today, and so I was wearing some clues as to what we were doing today.
He was also wearing sweatpants that when I see him wear these sweatpants, I know he's got a special pair of underwear on.
Well, that was part of the whole seduction thing, but the boots were part of clues. And that's what we're going to do today.
And I figured it out, didn't I?
You did. And now, what happened every time you guessed?
Oh, yes. Each time the boyfriend gave me clues as to what we were going to do today, he removed a piece of clothing. And, of course, I guessed the majority of the answers right, so by the time the conversation was over, he was naked.
Now, I'm sure that getting me naked was is really your ulterior motive anyway.
My ulterior motive? It was your game.
No, I was simply trying to play a game, a guessing game, about your birthday weekend, and you took liberties.
Once you were naked, I did take liberties.
I didn't say that you could take liberties once I was naked. I simply said, if you can guess based on all of the clues, and I had various clues. I had a picnic basket. I had a brochure from the stables. I had birthday cake.
You were wearing the boots?
I was wearing boots, my horse riding boots. And as you guessed these pieces, I thought it only appropriate that you were rewarded with something. And so the reward was, well, since he's guessing correctly, I will remove an article of clothing.
And once I got him naked, then we moved to the bedroom.
That's correct. You got very naughty.
I actually didn't get naughty.
Yes, you did.
I didn't get naughty.
You did get naughty.
I don't think I got naughty, but it was fun.
Well, it was a good naughty. Now, let's talk about the movie we watched last night.
We watched De Lovely with Kevin Klein and Ashley Judd, and it was about Cole Porter's life, right?
Yes, about Cole Porter's life. Now, did you think the movie was De Lovely, or did you think it was De Boring, or did you think it was the average?
Well, I liked the movie for its historical points and for his life, but I didn't like the way they told it. Like, they were basically doing, like he was on his deathbed, or he was in heaven, and they were retelling the story from heaven, but they were telling it like a Broadway show with all of the songs that he had written over the years.
What they were telling is, they were telling the story of his life through his music. And as though he was visiting these scenes, kind of like with the Ghost of Christmas Past. He was with this, angel taking him through his life, and we learn about his life through his songs.
Right, and I think that they could have done without that part and just told a biographical movie about his life.
Well, it was. I guess they were just trying to be inventive about it all. I found the choice of singers interesting.
You did note that there were the singers that they chose to sing his songs along the way, like Robbie Williams.
Morissette. What the hell was she doing singing Cole Porter songs? She can't even sing.
Yeah, there was Alanis Morissette, Robbie Williams. What's the lady that you said you knew?
Or Diana Krall, but she's more suitable to those kinds of songs. Or Natalie Cole. I mean, that made sense. But Alanis Morissette, good lord, with that horse face.
And Sheryl Crow, they had Sheryl Crow too.
She wasn't very good with that. That's not her genre. She can't. I mean, they're rock stars.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't really care for that. And even though Robbie Williams?
Yeah.
He was kind of hot looking in that suit.
But he wasn't suited for those songs.
No, and obviously, because I've seen him partially naked, and he's got tattoos and stuff, and I don't find him attractive.
Oh, I think he's a hottie. I would do him.
You'd do him?
You would do Robbie Williams, of course.
Oh, yeah, I would do him, just to do him, but anyway, you're right, the choice of people they chose to sing the songs wasn't very good.
Elvis Costello he was passable. Well, maybe not. Diana Krall was much better. That's his wife, actually. Diana Krall, they're married.
Diana Krall is Elvis Costello's wife?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Now you know.
That's pretty amazing.
But they did, without really going into details, of course, go into his homosexual life. And he had various boyfriends. Well, we assumed they were boyfriends.
I think it was a good assumption to make, though, because, for example, when he was trying to show that one singer how to sing the song appropriately, went right into them kissing. So, I mean, I think it's easy to say that they were boyfriends. Or he was, not a, maybe not a boyfriend, but a sexual conquest, let's say.
Right.
But then it seemed at the end there that he did have a longtime companion. But I couldn't tell if he was just his, like a nurse or a, you know, an assistant, or was he truly a lover?
Maybe he was all of the above.
Well, that's true, I guess. And I wonder if he was the one, in Cole Porter's will, if that was the guy who got all the money. I need to find Cole Porter's will online and see who got what. Because his wife died, you know, many years before he did.
You might be in it.
Why would I be in it?
Oh, yeah. Maybe he had a thing for Asians.
Okay. I'm not Asian.
Honey.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Come out. Come out of the closet. Come out of the Asian closet. Where are those chopsticks?
They're in my hair.
Well, that's right. You do have your hair up in a nice Asian design, don't you?
Now, I think some people might consider this talk as racist.
It could be construed that way, but
and we're not, so you should we shouldn't talk.
We're not being
that.
Politically incorrect. We are simply dealing with something that you learned about yourself.
He's totally kidding, of course.
Well, because you don't like Asian food.
There are
things about your heritage that you need to embrace.
I am 100% Irish or Irish-Scottish.
Yes, Paul. Then why do you have Asian hair?
I think he wasn't saying that I actually have Asian hair. I have hair like Asian hair.
And so what does that mean? You have Asian hair and you're Asian.
No, I think it just means that my hair is similar to an Asian's. Meaning that it's straight.
Well, if you say so.
I do say so.
By the way, there's a Buddhist meditation session going on next week. I think you should go.
I will look into it. Now, back to the movie. Why do you think this movie did not do as well as it did in the box office?
Well, it was over 2 hours long. And that's a long sit for a story presented that way. And I don't think people are really interested in... it had, a musical quality to it.
Also, do you think it might have something to do with the fact that Cole Porter music is not current music?
Well, it may not attract a younger audience. I don't know if that's exactly what they were... I don't think... that was perceived to be their target audience, but maybe it just wasn't an interesting movie. I mean, I think the Cole Porter story is interesting, and perhaps the way it was told, I mean, they took snippets of his life and used his music to tell that story, but you didn't really get a seamless biography from that film. And yeah, the music is timeless, but the talent who was singing it, I mean, they needed to go back to their rock bands and sing their kind of music. I don't know.
Well, I would tend to agree with you. I think specifically when you said that it may not have been a very interesting movie, and I think that's the case. It just wasn't an interesting movie. However,
yes. they were trying to give a biography
and be
via a musical, you know, through a musical vehicle, because Cole Porter, you know, wrote music for musicals, and that was the most popular form of entertainment in the 30s. But it just didn't work, I guess.
It didn't go together well, and it's certainly not a movie that people would flock to see. However, that being said, I did enjoy the movie. As I said, in the historical part of, you know, telling his life story, but could have been better. So, and actually, we didn't even finish seeing the movie. We ended up watching it this morning.
Yeah, we were falling asleep watching it.
Plus, it was midnight, so, because we had spent a couple hours, well, maybe not a couple hours, but at least an hour doing other activities. You know,
after you got me naked, guessing all those clues.
Well, it was all part of the birthday celebration.
Well, let's talk about your haircut. It's actually very nice.
You know what I should have done yesterday?
What'd you do? What?
Taken a picture of it.
Before and after.
Because right now, I didn't do the guy justice when I did it up this morning. I can't. I've done it now twice since I got a cut, and I can't get it the exact same way he did. But when I left that salon yesterday, I was looking really good.
You look very good. You look very sharp.
Don't you think that's usually the case? Right when you leave the salon, you look the best, but then... excuse me.
See, now, that is not attractive.
I know you don't like that at all. But anyway, I see now, I'm doing this again. I keep saying, but anyway... And I just noticed listening to you, you say, well, a lot.
Well, see?
But
anyway.
Well, as I was saying, do you also think that's true that when you leave the salon, your hair looks the best, but then you have a hard time replicating it on your own?
I don't really worry about my hair looking exactly the way it does out of the beauty salon, but I don't have a very complicated haircut.
You don't, but your hair always does look very good, very nice. But now, we were talking about, birthday things. I was going to say, too, that the boyfriend brought me a really delicious cake. Now, I don't even know what it's called. What kind of cake is it?
Dolly Sin Cake.
Dolly Sin Cake. And,
You know who made it?
No, who made it?
Dolly.
Dolly, where'd you get it? Does Dolly have a bakery or something?
I got it at,
Balducci's?
The Sin Factory. It's Dolly Sin Cake. I guess they're all sinful there.
Okay. But anyway, see, there I go again. But anyway, when he first came in last night, he was like, oh, don't you have to go on the balcony and smoke a cigarette? I'm like, what? Why? Well, as it turns out, while I was on the balcony smoking, he put the cake out and put 5 candles in it. I'm not sure the significance of 5 candles, but...
That's all that I could fit on the cake.
Oh, okay.
I could fit 50.
No, but... But he, anyway, so he lit the candles, and then he had me come back in, and I made a wish and blew out the candles. But I can't tell you the wish, because then that would ruin it, because, you know, you're not supposed to tell...
Bad luck.
...birthday wishes. Do you see those pretty flowers?
I am. I was just going to say, the beautiful wild flowers. We're going to see some very nice... Some beautiful flora and fauna today. Beautiful butterflies.
And if you haven't figured it out, we are actually in the boyfriend's truck driving west out of the city to go to the...
We're going to go to the stables.
The stables. And along the way, we're seeing these absolutely beautiful purple wildflowers, and they're all along the side of the road, and they're absolutely gorgeous. I have no idea what they are, but they are so pretty.
Now, you're dressed to go horseback riding. You look very studly today.
Thank you. I am actually wearing my biker boots, my black leather biker boots.
You're very aggressive in those. I don't know that it's safe. I don't feel safe with you wearing those boots.
Well, you shouldn't feel safe because, you know, this morning when you got out of the shower and I was already dressed, I was ready to have my way with you.
That's why I had to put my chastity belt on.
That thing's locked up tight today, isn't it?
I've thrown away the key.
I'm also wearing jeans.
And you never wear jeans, and you look very, very good in those jeans.
I need to wear jeans more often, but, you know, as I said before, I need to lose a few more pounds to think I look really good in jeans. But, anyway.
Now, look at the mountains back here.
I know, we're actually driving in the direction of... I'm not sure what those mountains are. Are they the...
Shenandoahs.
Yeah, I guess those are the Shenandoah Mountains. But are the Shenandoah Mountains part of the Appalachian... whatever.
The Appalachian chain? Probably. I don't know enough about them.
But they are beautiful, but I know that the people in the West would call these hills compared to what they have.
What they see. But last time we were driving out here, it was still winter. Last time we went horseback riding, it was still winter. And now it's just an explosion of green.
That's true. Last time we came down here, none of the trees had leaves on them. And I was trying to remember, when was that? Was that in
March?
That was in March. That was in March. So, oh, you know what I just realized?
What?
I didn't bring my cell phone.
Who do you need to call?
Well, you never know. You should have a cell phone just in case. Not that anything's going to happen. You got your car fixed. The brakes are working fine. But, Now, when we go horseback riding, do you think they'll let me have, like, a cushion or something to sit on? A blanket or a padded seat or something?
No. Cowboys do not worry about their butts in the saddle.
But wait a minute. Now, remember last time we went horseback riding, it was an hour and a half ride. My butt, I mean, literally, my left cheek was swollen. Do you remember that?
Well, I remember that before you went horseback riding, you had a practice ride. And I think that might be the reason why you were sore.
No, I don't. A practice ride. You mean I was ridden?
Well, you had to know what it felt like to be the horse.
I'm sorry. Even if I was ridden for a practice ride, I know that after that horseback ride, that my, probably like right by the bone of my left cheek, where I should have more padding, but I have a flat ass in certain areas, it was swollen. I know, I actually felt a swollen area of my skin.
Well, because you don't go riding very often. I felt fine.
Well, maybe that's true, because I hadn't been riding for like 20 years. But I think that, I don't know if I was not sitting in the seat right or what, but I was definitely swollen. And it was like a good 3 or 4 days before that swelling went down.
And then it got swole up again.
Why do you have to bring everything back to sex?
I'm not talking about sex. Who said anything about sex?
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So now, do you have any other topics we can discuss?
Well, we have to talk a little bit about politics, because every time we come out to rural Virginia, we always meet people who go to Liberty College.
It's Liberty University.
Liberty,
yeah.
University. Well, whatever. Yahoo University.
And now, did you see on the news yesterday that President Bush went to Calvin College to do the commencement address, and he wasn't booed, but there was a lot of students and faculty who were not happy that he was there. They signed petitions, they were wearing these buttons saying, you know, your moral values are wrong. They went there against his stance on the war and several other issues.
Well, it sounds like they were real Christians who actually think for themselves. Maybe they're intelligent Christians.
Well, and as you said, Calvin College is a Christian school, right?
But it's a liberal arts Christian school.
So you could say that there are probably more liberal Christians there than those fundamentalist religious right.
Well, I don't know enough about Calvin College, but it's heartening to see the Republican Party beginning to implode, because they've been preying on fear and ignorance for far too long. And especially, you know, with what's going on with the filibuster and that god-awful Rick Santorum.
And, you know, I saw on the news yesterday about, I think I told you this, about these churches in the West, or I don't even know where they are, but there are churches that are now signing petitions, and I don't know if they're signing petitions, but they were saying that they need President Bush to know that even though they are Christian conservatives, they do not agree with his moral values. They think the moral values should be dealing with poverty and with this war, getting rid of the war, and they don't agree with him at all.
Well, Jesus was a champion of the poor and downtrodden, and all this nonsense with abortion and gay rights and all this, they're hot button wedge issues, and the Republicans knew how to use them. In 2004, John Kerry didn't know how to deal with it, and they were able to get the value voters out. But, you know, they've sold their souls to the radical right. And so now all these whack jobs like Bill Frist, for example, well, they have to pander to that crowd, because what the Republicans learned in 92 was that if they don't pander to that base, they stay home and they don't vote and they lose.
We know who else is also in that crowd is that crazy bitch Margaret Spelling, the education secretary. She was saying, what did she say the other day you said?
Oh, that teachers who do not agree with No Child Left Behind are un-American.
Now, doesn't that sound a bit like McCarthyism from the 50s?
They sound like fucking Nazis. They sound like Adolf Hitler and Mussolini.
It's sad, but I think you're right when you say we're beginning to see the turn. What did you call it?
Implode.
The Republican Party is imploding.
And then we have Kay Bailey Hutchinson, who wants to carry a handgun around D.C., so she's going to force D.C. to change its gun control laws. Now, where does Kay Bailey Hutchinson live in D.C.?
She lives in the richest, most safest neighborhood in the entire District of Columbia, and yet she feels she needs a handgun?
She needs a gun. Maybe someone wants to steal all that fucking hairspray she uses. Someone should steal it. That thing's a helmet. You could crack an egg on that hairdo.
Well, the woman is crazy if she thinks she needs a fucking handgun. That's crazy.
Well, maybe she goes out, I mean, what's his name? Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, that
had to go out. Had to go out and buy some drugs. Maybe Kay is going out to Southeast to buy her some drugs.
Well, she'll need to get her OxyContin, take care of that Botox.
Well, but they get their Hispanic housekeepers to go and buy it. I don't know what she's complaining about. Why the hell does she need a gun? She lives on Fox Hall Road.
Maybe she's getting the gun for her Hispanic housekeeper.
Maybe. So the housekeeper can have some protection by buying some drugs. But they're Nazis. They're dictators. And D.C. is their... They're like King Leopold of Belgium. King Leopold was the absolute monarch of the Congo. And those poor people, they were beaten. You name it. And I think the Republicans see D.C. as their colonial possession, and they can do what they want.
Well, because they have no voting rights, there's really no say for the citizens of D.C., and they have Eleanor Holmes Norton as a representative, and she's, I don't think she does a very good job, but granted.
She's doing her best, what can she do?
Right,
and plus, she's sticking it, because we're liberal in D.C., and so they're sticking it to us. You don't want guns? We'll give you guns. You voted for George Bush? We'll take away your Homeland Security funding, and you've got to pay for the inauguration expenses. I think they're just sticking it to us because we don't vote Republican.
And also, wasn't there something about in the district that if you were a gay couple and you got married in another state, that you could not file taxes jointly in the District of Columbia?
Well, yeah, I think they were going to allow that to happen, and then what's his name? Gandhi waffled. Because the Republicans threatened to withhold funding or some, I don't know the exact nature of it all. But the Williams administration was pressured to not allow gay couples to file jointly.
That's true.
By Republicans.
Well, oh my gosh, we've been talking for 30 minutes.
Yeah, stop talking. Oh, speak some Chinese for us, honey.
No.
Come on.
I'm not, even if I was Chinese, I mean, even if I was Asian, I wouldn't be Chinese. I think he meant I was Taiwanese.
Well, we haven't determined exactly where from Asia your family came from.
We'll have to do a family tree to figure this out.
Yes, it could be quite revealing.
In any case, I believe our exit's coming up, exit 27.
Yes.
So I think I will end this part of the podcast and speak to you soon.
I hope you enjoyed that audio clip of our drive to the Marriott Ranch. And again, I'm sorry about the audio quality. I need to get some better recording equipment, I guess. But that's the trip to the Marriott Ranch. And I'll have to tell you that we had a great time. Excuse me, I burped again. We had a great time. We rode horses for like an hour and a half. And the trail today was beautiful. Now, we went horseback riding in March, and it was very bare. There were no leaves on the trees. There were no wildflowers. There was nothing. It was just bare winter trees. Well, this time, excuse me, everything was green. There were wildflowers out. There were butterflies flying around, pretty birds. I mean, it was absolutely gorgeous. And I had a nice tame horse to ride on, so it was really good. And my butt doesn't hurt like I thought it was going to hurt. It doesn't hurt at all. It was just a great afternoon. And then we went to the winery and had a wonderful lunch and got a great bottle of wine. We had a Vidal Blanc. That's what we had with lunch. And then we had a glass of Merlot to have with our dessert. I brought two pieces of the birthday cake, and we had that. Anyway, it was a wonderful weekend. And the boyfriend, if you're listening to this, thank you so much for a wonderful weekend. I had a great time. I appreciate all the things that you did for me this weekend. So, I think we're going to go ahead and end this podcast. Tomorrow's podcast will include some listener mail, listener email, and listener voicemail. I got a voicemail from John Ong, and I'll play that tomorrow. But this podcast, I believe, is going to be the longest one I have, so I need to end it here. So, thank you for listening, tune in again. Talk to you later. Bye.